No matter what the year or what the subject, Dr. Master's invaluable and inspirational lectures about healing the body, mind, and spirit are just as relevant for life today as they were when they were first delivered. Here now is Dr. Master's with wisdom for daily living that is truly timeless.
Today's subject is a very, very interesting one. It deals with Irish luck, or, as I like to call it, group karmic consciousness. We like to think, let's say, of the luck of the Irish. We've used that expression probably since the time we were children. And is it that any particular group has luck? Is it that any particular group has any particular thing that it's noted for? Well, is there such a thing as group consciousness? In a metaphysical sense, can say, well, it has something to do with their good karma. They were good boys and girls in another lifetime. And hence they incarnated as Irish people, and now they're going to dance and have a good time and a lot of merriment, and they'll never be arrested for it, and that's the luck. Yet it goes deeper, far, far deeper, and this is what makes this whole subject interesting. Groups, group consciousness. We talk about, as an example, the soul's purpose in this lifetime. An individual soul incarnates with a particular purpose: to learn from the experiences of life, to participate in this particular age, whatever the age might be. And so we tend to narrow in, oftentimes, on one individual soul's purpose. But did we ever stop to think that perhaps one individual's purpose may be in harmony with the purpose of a group of souls that came in at some particular time in the history of this world? And that's what I'd like to get into here this morning. I have taught for many, many years that we are attracted to our parents, as an example. I don't think that anyone here came in by chance as far as their parents were concerned. I think all of us, consciously or unconsciously, chose our parents.